This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, and I thank you for joining us on our radio and streaming Main Street all across North Dakota this time of day. Today, our show is going to begin with a discussion with Chloe Marie Waterood. She's a singer and songwriter. She's on her school lunch break as we talk with her from Minot Senior High School. And Chloe, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. It's a pleasure.
And we're talking with you because September 2018 at the Mel Mayhus Auditorium, Ethan Bortnick brought his show, and part of the show was to introduce the Prairie Public Celebration of Music North Dakota competition winner, and that was you.
Yes, it was.
Well, tell us about that experience.
So it kind of was we didn't really know what would come out of it. I got a few emails from other people around the state of North Dakota telling me that I should try out for this competition through Prairie Public. And so we kind of were like, okay, we'll just do it. Like, these kind of things, you never really know what's going to happen, but you just got to put yourself out there. So I sent in an audition tape, and then you had to write a little bit of a bio about yourself. And there were some other contestants around the state of North Dakota. And then, so basically you put the video up online with the bio, and everyone else had theirs on there too. And then you'd get all your friends to vote and like family to vote for you. And basically there were two, categories of how you could win. And there was an audience vote, and there was also a producer vote. So on the day of the concert at the Mel Mayhus, Ethan put on a concert, and then at the end of it, the winner would be revealed at the very end and perform a song by themselves, and the producer vote and the audience vote would be released to everyone so that they knew it. And I ended up getting both of those votes for the North Dakota competition, and that was really awesome. So I got to sing an original after he announced my name for winning it. So.
Well, Ethan Bortnick is well known to the Prairie Public Television Service audience. He's got a special that airs every now and then. We actually run it during membership drives because it draws some interest. Had you heard of Ethan Bortnick before this?
I honestly hadn't, but I wish I would have because he's so talented, and we're actually the same age, but like he was just amazing even when he was just like 8 or 9 or younger than that. I mean, he could just play things by ear and do it so perfectly, and really meeting him was kind of really cool experience because I've never met anyone who could do that before. And we looked him up, and he was like in the Guinness Book of World Records for being like the youngest person to headline his own tour or something like that. And we're like, oh, this sounds pretty impressive. Like, I'm excited to meet him, definitely.
Well, you're both 18 years old, as you mentioned. So tell us a bit about your background. You started early too, I think.
Yeah. So I've been singing for as long as I can remember. The first memories of singing were just having solos in elementary school programs, and then I just remember me singing to karaoke tracks on my karaoke machine out my window in my house, and pretending I'm some Disney star or princess or whatever. So that was my first memory of it, and then I guess it kind of just grew from there. My sister was really into music, so that kind of got me into music, and she was into musicals, and I was always there singing, and I went to her band, and I was like their number one fan. They gave me this little medal, and so I was always where the music was, definitely. I started writing songs when I was 8 years old, and they were nothing special, and I guess I probably didn't realize what I was writing at the time. I was just writing things down, but yeah, I started writing when I was 8, and then actually really doing stuff with songs when I was here in Minot, and I was probably like 13 or 12 or something when I really started wanting to record songs and do stuff with them, not just kind of have them in my brain and think about them all the time. I wanted to actually get them down and have other people listening to them because I just love sharing music, and I really I'm into it now. It's almost my entire life. I do it all the time. Yeah.
Well, Ethan Bortnick is working on this project, The Celebration of Music. It'll be distributed to public television stations sometime next year. And he's mentioned that he did this because he has a desire to give young musicians like you the same opportunities that PBS afforded him. So before we talk a bit about the experience of flying out to California and recording something for that show, let's get a sample of Chloe Marie. This is a piece she wrote and sings called Busy.
To leave my spot, even if it's 7 o'clock, put my worries all on the show. If you wanna get together, I'm busy. And if you wanna see me now, I'll say I'm out of town. No matter what the weather, I'm busy. 'Cause tonight I'm doing fine, but I'm not in bed by
All right, Chloe, thank you for that. What inspired Busy?
So this song was kind of like, it was kind of sarcastic, and it was kind of, I don't want to go out tonight. I'm busy staying at home, really doing nothing, maybe watching Netflix, not really hanging out with anyone. That was kind of the mentality behind it, and I felt a lot of people could relate to that nowadays.
Now, it sounds a little Taylor Swift-ish.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Let's talk about the experience of going out to San Bernardino, California, and working with Ethan Bortnick on this national show idea. Tell us about the process. What did you do when you were out there?
So we got there like a day early, but then so we just kind of went around and looked at the studio and kind of just got a feel for the place.
And that's earlier this month, right?
Yep. It was earlier this month. And the filming day was October 17th for me. And there were 9 of us in total who were filming that day. And there was a bunch of very talented singers, and one guy played an electric guitar, but most of us were singers, definitely. So we kind of met around the noon hour, a little bit before noon, and kind of got the feel for everything. We got introduced to everyone. And then basically we all went into the studio that was brand new. They built it especially for this event. They wanted it to be ready for this. So it was awesome and beautiful and everything. And we got to go in there with our parents and whoever was there with us, so spouses, everything like that. And basically, we got to watch pretty much everything going on, like even the behind the scenes, all that stuff. There was a makeup lady. We had 4 cameras going around us all the time when we were on the spot. For the actual recording process, for each one of us, we each got to do an interview with Ethan, our own song, and then we did a group song at the end with everyone, just kind of to wrap things up a little bit. And it was really awesome. And honestly, the day didn't feel stressful at all because it just kind of felt like a breeze, and it was very at ease, and everyone was super nice and thoughtful about everything, and definitely professional about everything as well. And just a really great experience. Getting to personally talk with Ethan was really cool, just to kind of see that he's just a regular kid too, like he's just like me. And I mean, his dad was the producer, and that was awesome too, because his dad would give him some pointers and he'd be like, oh, okay, dad. Like,
just like a teenager, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So,
what did he want to know about you when he talked with you, when you had your interview?
The first thing he said, he was like, well, tell me like what you've been doing since the show. Like, I know you've been doing a lot, kind of songwriting things he wanted to talk about. And, basically he was just very interested in what I had done since then and with other contestants as well. So since then I had gone to Nashville and I did some music stuff down there, And then I really picked up a lot of gigs lately. I've kind of been focusing on that more than like getting music out there right now, because I was kind of trying to figure out what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just mainly like getting gigs. The Nashville trip was definitely eye-opening for me. Yeah, being more involved with the music scene, definitely.
Well, I Googled Celebration of Music and Ethan Bortnick and did a little research about what the show was like and all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered is that this might be a series of shows.
Yeah, so it should be separate episodes of the show. So I will be in one of the episodes. I'll just have my own like little snippet in one of them. And they'll either be half hour segments or an hour. They weren't sure yet.
Well, I also just had a frequently asked question list up there, and I checked that, and they were saying that for the most part, they were recommending that young musical performers cover something as opposed to doing something original. What was your choice?
So I definitely did a cover. But so my audition tape was a cover, and then at the show when I won, I did an original, and I don't really think anyone really knew that besides like my family and stuff, because there was no chance to say it, and I didn't really care at that point. I just kind of wanted to get my song out there, and it was one I felt really passionate about, so it was a good one for the event, definitely. But then for the actual show, I picked another cover, and it was a Carrie Underwood song called The Girl You Think I Am.
And I gathered that the reason they preferred covers was because of the licensing issue in the event that somebody purchased your original song sometime down the road, whether or not Celebration of Music would have to, you know, excise that from the program if they didn't have the rights to it. So
yeah.
The legalities of performing, I guess.
Definitely, yeah.
Were there professional music industry people at the performance looking at you? Was this sort of an audition too? You mentioned his dad was there. He's a producer.
Well, it wasn't, yeah, like it wasn't sort of an audition, but it was more so just like a showcase your talent kind of thing. And there were definitely people who could possibly like drop your name to other people, I guess, because his dad was the producer of the show. So, I mean, in that sense, yes, but they said like no one was really like out on their own, kind of just being paid attention to. It was kind of everyone and like a group effort, I guess you could say.
And the ages he was looking for were from age 4, that's pretty young,
yeah,
to age 25.
Yeah.
Those 9 people you were working with that day, what were they about your age, or was there a nice range there? How would you describe that?
So I was the second youngest on my filming day. The youngest, he was 15, I'm pretty sure. And then I don't know who the oldest was, but yeah, I was the second youngest, but definitely a lot of talent within all the age groups, definitely.
Now, on the website, I noticed that there were a couple of Celebration of Music regional or state winners that had yet to be selected. Do you know when this show will begin airing?
They told us that it should be next year.
Just next year, 2020. That's pretty.
Yeah, they didn't.
That's 12 months of the year.
Yeah, they didn't really like give an exact date, but yeah, they said next year sometime.
Let's talk a bit about your writing process and mm-hmm. What inspires your songwriting.
Lots of different things, honestly. Sometimes I'll just be driving in the car and I'll be like, "Oh, that's a good idea for a song." Like, it'll be something totally random, but it'll just pop into my head. Like last night, I was taking a shower and I had this really good idea for a song, and then I had like 4 lines of the song. That was it. And then I went on my phone. I have a piano app, and I went on the app and I played like the 4 chords that would sound good with the song. And I mean, that's how some songs start. They just start random timing. Like, I didn't really have a reason for it. I guess it was just something that popped into my head, and I was like, oh, that works. I like that.
So is it lyrics first or the music first, or does that change sometimes?
Yeah, it changes with every song I write. Sometimes I'll just be sitting at the piano or guitar and like a chord progression really well. So I'll just like keep going off of that and then make up words to it, or else I'll find clever lyrics that I really like and then put the music to it. So
Well, you're talking about piano and guitar, and do you arrange things in your heads too? Do you know what kind of a drum beat you want? What kind of bass line?
Yeah, I mean, so like when it comes to that kind of stuff, I'm probably not like the vision is there probably, but I don't know if I could do all of that. So once I get to that process, I like to have the like recording guys like play out those different parts, like the drum beats, like the electric guitar solos, all that stuff, because I can lay down the like basics of it basically, and like all the lyrics and the singing part, but not necessarily the whole product, you know.
Well, let's listen to another sample of Chloe Marie. This is called Chaos. Chloe Marie singing some Chaos there. Pop or country, Chloe? Which do you prefer, or is it a toss-up?
It's definitely a toss-up. When I first started writing music, I wanted to be pop-focused. But now, as I'm growing in my music and kind of after going to Nashville and just kind of realizing what songs have a story more, I'm kind of turning to country more so. So a little bit of both.
All right. What are you aiming to do in 10 years? What's Chloe Marie's career looking like?
I kind of just go by the grace of God. Whatever he decides to do for me, that's what I'll go by. And definitely something with music, obviously. I've decided that I need to have that in my life to be able to really, really be happy and to function. And I mean, there's so many jobs that you can have music in, and definitely just sharing music, all of that stuff. So I guess I'm not quite sure right now what that 10-year will look like, but just definitely something with music and sharing it with other people.
Well, good fortune to you, Chloe. And we'll look forward to the Celebration of Music, Ethan Bortnick's show, when it airs on our television service sometime in 2020. Chloe Marie Waterood is a singer-songwriter, a senior at high school in Minot, and thank you for spending some time with us today.
Yes, thank you.
Next on Main Street, Tom Ezern.